It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper?
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Another special episode, man. Hey, we got the homies in here today. One more again. It's going to be that drop, man. Like, we doing two for one on that first episode on this pilot for y'all, man, and I hope y'all enjoying it. Today, you know, we got Big Mo in here. We got the homie, B, Chubby Eldris Elbows. Nah, it's Elba. You know what I'm saying. You know, you got myself, Bobby D, and today we got a special guest in here, man. We got the homegirl Gigi in here. She thinks she wanted the big homies too, I guess. I don't know, man. It is what it is. Hey, everybody say what's up to the people, man. Let's get it cracking tonight.
What's happening?
Hi, everyone.
So, what it do? What it do?
Hey, man, tonight gonna be a good episode, bro. My bad. I had it. Damn, is that what happened to B? Is that B Mike?
Nah, B on here. He should be on here.
I don't know, man. He got probably got that Dollar Tree.
Chubby, he just helps in the building. We here.
I thought you had your Dollar Tree headphones on. I didn't know if you was able to hear us or not. But it's all good, bro.
Hey,
it's all good, man. Tonight, we're going to have fun, bro. Hey, we're going to kick it. We on some getting to know you type shit tonight, man, because on that first episode, man, we went live. You know what I'm saying? We did that Dave Chappelle thing and the Scaratoba thing, but we really should have been letting our listeners know what's up with us. You know what I'm saying? And who we are, who the homies are. So I want y'all to go through, man, tell everybody who you are, what your show is, you know, your podcast, everything. And I got some questions and stuff, man, we're gonna do for the listeners so they can really get to know who we are.
I'm the host of Modern Black Man Podcast. Alexa, stop. My podcast is a documentation of reality of a modern black man in America. For anybody that keeps up with the show, we started in Washington, D.C. I travel quite a bit. I usually change locations every couple years just because I like to change the scenery. On the show, I like to focus on real and contemporary events in a relaxed atmosphere. It's been a really good run so far. I'm actually changing some things with my platform, branching out, and I'm trying to do a little bit more video and blogging. And getting some interesting guests on my podcast like y'all. Just people that kind of are in the podcast game. People that are often like-minded. And, you know, just growing every day. To give you a little quick brief on me.
I'm with it, B. That's what I'm talking about. Mo, what's up, man? GG, one of y'all, man. Come on through, man.
Just the big homie, Mo, man. Straight from the Mississippi Delta. And 14-year military veteran, man. I've been all over the world. And, you know, man, I'm part of the Big Homie Show on the Bobby Dollars Show. And I'm also a special guest on B Show, the Modern Black Man Show. So, yeah, man, you know, I'm just jumping off into this podcast game. I've been enjoying it for the last couple of months. Yeah, man, I just like talking about interesting topics, man. I love to read, too. That's another
I'm with
thing.
That, yeah. Yeah, you on TikTok, too, ain't you, though, bro?
Yeah, I'm on there, too.
Yeah, I did.
Stay funny on TikTok.
Man, I did my first TikTok, man. I did my first one the other day, bro. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but I did it, though. You hear me?
What you do? You did a dance or something?
Nah, man. Let Gigi talk. I don't want to discuss that shit right now. I don't want to talk about that right now, bro. What the hell?
He thought about it, though. He definitely thought about it.
Was
that a dance? I'm not sure.
Oh, shit.
Well, hi everyone. I'm Gigi. I'm from the East Coast, Jersey, preferably. I'm on a podcast called Just a Conversation with Greg, Mr. Rent Money, and Gigi. In our conversations, we really can touch on any type of topic. So definitely tune in. Sometimes it's about our daily lives. Sometimes it's about what's happening in the world, but there's always a conversation to be had. And I'm also a part of the Lunch Break Podcast Network. Definitely great shows on there. I'm even going to have a show on there. So please tune in and look for us. And last but not least, I'm definitely going to be one of your voices you're going to see or hear. Just kidding, but in my mind, you're going to see me too. On Grinding, which is an upcoming series that Bobby Dollars has written. So I look forward to hearing me, hearing you, hearing me.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, hey, Grinding going to be a piece of work, man. It's going to be something. So that's cool, man. So everybody got to know Big Mo, man, Big B, you know what I'm saying? We call him, I said BG because his initials, but you know what I'm saying? He Chubby, though, so we'll call him Chubby, and my girl GG. Of course, y'all know the big homie Bobby Dollars. I'm all over the place, man. I just be doing what I do. And behind that, it is what it is, man. You can check me out on Bobby Dollar Show. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple, all of that. Same name, Bobby Dollar Show. So let's get to know the guests, man. I got some questions, man. Like, well, not the guests, but the homies. You know, I got some questions, man. Y'all game for this, man? Y'all ready to answer a few questions for the listeners, though?
Man, I'm game, bro.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to... All right. Well, ladies first, then. Let's start with Gigi. Gigi.
All right. I wasn't that ready.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. So
I'm here. Go ahead.
Tell the listeners, man, tell us, like, when you was a kid, I mean, like, in your heart of heart of kids, what was it that you really wanted to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Okay.
I loved animals. Like, I thought I was, like, Dr. Doolittle. Like, I felt like I was talking to all the animals all the time. And I was like, I just want to take care of them, and I want them to be great. But then I realized that me and blood wasn't really friends. Or like looking like anything that had to do with surgery. And I realized that I can pet them and I can love them from afar, but I'm probably not going to be able to do surgery on them. So yes. Shout out to the vet out there.
Y'all like blood. That's crazy. What about you, Mo? What was it that you wanted to be? Because I know you military, man. I don't think that's probably something you wanted to grow up to do, though, right?
Man, no, bro. That was my last option, bro. And I really wanted to, man. I wanted to be a police officer, man, but when I got older, man, all that aspiration thing just changed, man. Then I still ended up going off into the law enforcement side, but I didn't do the police officer side. I did probation, parole side of the system, man. So yeah. I ended up doing that, man. I've been doing that for the past couple of years, and I also do my little part-time job, which is my little post-security part-time job on the weekends. That's when most of the time you catch me out. That's what I'm doing. My little post-security, man, armed guard service.
Okay.
I love it, man, you know, but I did want to be a police officer, though. But, okay. You know, it didn't work out. I was like, oh, well.
Probably better not, right? Better for it right now anyway. So that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's
for up. Real, though.
What about you, B? What would you say was something you wanted to be when you grew up?
Man, to be honest with y'all, I always wanted to be a lawyer. I definitely thought that was going to be my path. I ended up going to university, and I got tired of taking history and political science classes and switched my major to business.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated, I kind of found my passion was education and, you know, social human services, things like that. And that's really what I've been doing for the last decade. But over the last few years, I've been opening up different little, you know, trying to push some little businesses. And I'm just glad that I kind of took the path that I took, because it definitely made me more creative. And I don't know, gave me some foundation to do a lot of different things.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well,
dig that.
Well, tell me this then, what out of all of y'all, like, what would you say would be the hardest thing that you've ever had to do so far in your life?
Wait, you didn't say what you wanted to be growing up.
I mean, I done already grew up. That's the whole thing. Like, I'm grown now. Hey,
Wait a minute.
Hold up, Lil. He said when we was kids, you said your heart of heart.
I don't.
You saying we grown? You saying that you grown? We still back then? That's what you trying to say?
Well, nah, man, like, I'm a little bit older than y'all, but the fact is, it's like, my growing up was a little different. Like, when I say I grew up in the hood, man, like, I straight up, like, my hero was Rocket from Colors. You know what I'm saying? Like that's who I wanted to be, like straight up, real talk. Like, I wanted to be like Rocket from Colors, man. Like, he ran a whole gang and niggas respected him and all of that.
That's, and Mo why wanted to be Sean Penn.
I wanted to be Sean Penn.
And they want to be Pac-Man, bro. Hey, he's stupid. Hey, like, real talk though, like, that was my, that's what I like. Like, I wasn't on that Superman, Batman type shit, you know what I'm saying? And of course I have family members that did things, but you know what I'm saying, like, I was a different type of dude, man. So that's why it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm right here right now today, so it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
And so are we. But I want to let you know that you did have a dream too. We wanted to know what it was, Bobby. That's all.
Yeah, I wanted to be a really respected gang member. That's what I wanted.
You wanted to be.
I wanted to be one of the best Crips that ever walked the face of the earth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. God,
now we know where these stories are coming from. These are your real life fans.
So you OG Bobby Dollars because you couldn't be OG Bobby Johnson.
Yeah, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? You hear me? Hey. That was crazy, man. I live, like I say, we had fun times, man, in my neighborhood. But yeah, man. So okay, so let's check it out, man. Let's get into another one, man, before we go to break. So, like I was saying, what would you say be the hardest thing that you've ever had to do in your life?
Ooh, with me, to be honest, man, burying my grandma. Mm. That was the hardest. That right there, man, that took a real big toll on me. Yeah. That was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, man. Yeah. And, you know, to this day, man, it's still, you know, I got over it, but I hadn't got over it. You know what I'm saying? Because she was that one that was there for me always, no matter what. If I couldn't go to my mom, I always had my granny to go to, man. So that right there was really the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life.
Wow. That's what's up. What about you, Gigi?
I was thinking about it as Mo was talking, and that, like, hit home for me because I also lost both of my grandmothers actually on the same day but different years, which, like, I take home with it. But I think if I'm thinking about it now, one of the hardest things was, like, loving myself again. I was in a really bad car accident where, like, I didn't even know what I looked like until, like, after. And then when, like, you look at yourself and you don't look like the same person that you was before, and you see, like, these different scars on your body, or you walking different, or like your whole persona of who you was and what you built to love at that point in time has drastically changed. Now you're looking in the mirror and it's a completely different person, and even when you look inside, you're a completely different person because experiences have happened. So, like, just relearning to love myself in this new state that I'm in and still moving forward and loving all the scars of me is probably one of the hardest things, outside of my grandmother, because I didn't want to take that away.
That's
that
dope. Was.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. What about you, B? Was it when you decided to join the trend? No, let me stop. Come on, bro.
You broke your ass,
Kelsey. My bad. Come on. What you got for me, B, man? What was one of the hardest things you didn't have to deal with, bro?
Man, honestly, probably just focusing in life. And I think I did it at kind of a young age. You know, it was deciding who I wanted to be and how I wanted to interact with people. You know, we all have a past, and I know when I was younger, I was wild, bro. Like, I was the bad kid. Yeah. But I think I was always a smart kid. So, you know, I was probably 10, 11, 12 after my pops had left, and I just started seeing the world and kind of how people viewed people that probably would have progressed like me and changing things up. I really committed to that, like, at 11 or 12 years old. Like, I absolutely committed to it. And I think it was hard, I definitely felt the effects of that, changing it up. You know how you have friends, people that know you at a young age, and they know how you are, how you think, who you are.
Right.
And
right.
Changing all that up. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being 14 and my whole crew of friends went away. Like, I changed things up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But that's a good thing, though, because it make you more of a better person than what you was the day before when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. I think for me, I think the hardest thing that I had to deal with in my life was being homeless, man. Like, staying in a hotel and walking in that room and seeing my wife and two kids, all of us living in one room, man. That broke me. And then moving from the hotel to my mama's dining room, like, I was like, okay, I gotta change some things around, man. And that's why, you know, I am the way I am right now. You know, especially like with my money
that
and the way
you
I move.
Get your grind on, now, boy.
Yeah, you know, so that was like a hard part for me, man. But I tell y'all what, man, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, man, I'm gonna fire a few questions off of y'all individually, man. I'm gonna call y'all out. I wanna hear what each person got to say instead of everybody. So let's take this quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do, do, do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit, heavy wildin'. Last minute trips to the islands. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me you outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy.
All right, man, we back. It's the homies, man. We back on the Bobby Dollar Show. And like I said before we went to break, man, I got some questions I'm going to ask some of the homies here. And let's see what's on their mind tonight. You know what I'm saying? See what's really going on. So we're going to start off with Mr. Intelligent. Mr. How you say it in Spanish? Intellect. I don't know. We're going to talk to B, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna talk to B. Tell me this, man, because sometimes when I listen to your podcast and I get on there with you, man, you be going, bro. Like, you be straight going. You know what I'm saying? Head first too. So I gotta ask you, man. Like, what always calm you down, man, when you've been stressed out or you get upset or something like that?
You know, I'm gonna be honest. It's probably the company of whoever's special in my life. The lady that I have in my life is probably my outlet.
Okay,
you are my lady.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Okay, so hey, but they say though, that's what they say. It's supposed to be your stress reliever, right? So hey. I'm with that. That's what's up. Okay. Well, let's see where we at here. Mo.
Tell
me this, bro. Top three things on your bucket list.
Man. Okay. One for sure is visiting every country in Europe. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to visit every country in Europe. That's one. Man, seeing my kids grow up, especially my young kids right now, seeing them grow up and doing, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever they destined to be in life, man, especially like my 10-year-old, he doing boxing now. So I want to grow up, you know what I'm saying, I want to see him grow up and one day professionally be on TV one day, man. And I can hit y'all up, be like, hey, man, my boy fighting tonight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need tickets? I got y'all, man.
Yeah, I hope so, nigga. You better. So,
yeah, I definitely got y'all, man.
He got the next Javante.
Right, you hear me?
Yeah, for sure, man. And then my last one, man, is just, you know what I'm saying? Bro, like we talked about the last time, man, I want to live forever, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even want to die, bro. I want to live forever because I want to see what this world gonna look like, man. After us, you know what I'm saying? After we get older, I still want to see what this world gonna look like. Everybody gonna pan out to be.
Well, unfortunately, Mo, staying alive forever is not a bucket list item. You can't stay alive in a bucket
at
list.
At all. I know, man.
You go. All right,
I got one. Okay. You know what? I got it, though. I never went skiing before. I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I said I wanted to try that.
I never went skiing before, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I think probably within the next 2 or 3 years, I'm going to set me up a trip, man, to go to Colorado or somewhere and go skiing, bro, because I already zip lined through the mountains in Belize. So that's nothing to me. I want to ski now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They say black people can't do stuff like that, but I'm about to do it.
I know that's why shit is. Do your thing, brother. Hey, send me pictures. That's all I want.
I will. I got you, bro.
That's all I need you to do for me.
Send me a trip up, man. I'm going to Aspen, man. I'm going to go to Aspen, man. I'm going to go skiing, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. So let's move on to Gigi real quick here. Gigi, tell me this. How have your priorities changed in the last 10 years?
Ooh. Wow. you made me really like go inside. My priorities changed. Well, I'll use like my acting as a marker. I thought I loved life. I thought I loved people. I thought I loved everything until I almost didn't have it. And so I learned to appreciate people even more, even little things, even within myself, and allowing myself grace. I've also learned, in this fight of the panorama that just happened, or we're still kind of in, is that, and I say panorama because y'all know, and okay, moving on. That I've learned that my voice can maybe change the world, and even if it's not the world, it's someone's perspective or view or understanding of something. And I'm here for that, because I didn't realize how much words are power. And the idea to be on a platform with gentlemen such as yourselves and be able to have conversations and take personal situations and be able to provide that to the world and see what you learned from it, and so people can learn from you in similar and not so similar situations, is golden to me. It's timeless. It's information that we'll always keep giving, and I'm just so happy to be a part of that. So to sum it all up, I did not think that my voice could be a reason that the world would change, and now I feel like I just have to keep talking, because I'm gonna change something.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I like that. That's like a what is it called? Aspiration? No. Affirmation. That's it. Hey, I like that. That's hard. I'm gonna get it.
Thank you.
I'm a little high right now, but I'll be remembering stuff. I believe in you. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Look, I appreciate that part right there, man. I think I could ask myself a question, or not even ask myself a question. I'll just say something that trips me out, man, I would say is the future. Like, what does the future hold? Like, what's to come? Not necessarily with our families and jobs and all of that, but I mean, like, with the world, like, are we really gonna get hit with a meteor that's gonna cause a tidal wave that's gonna wipe out half of the United States, or, you know, or is there gonna be like a serious global warming set and manipulate the earth, and then before you know it, you know, we going through a serious dry spell and we ain't got water like we supposed to, and plants are dying and all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's the kind of stuff I'd be thinking about sometimes. Like, is all this really gonna come to a head eventually because of the things that we're doing, you know what I'm saying, as human beings or whatever? So I don't know, it kind of scared me a little bit sometimes. Because it ain't no control, man. It ain't no control at all. And before you know it, man, like, all our resources and everything going to be gone, and we're going to be in the Walking Dead. And, man, it's going to be crazy.
But isn't it that the best part about it? So, like, that, with your mindset, that allows me to know that if you're in that mindset, that you're going to live every day like that could happen. And as long as you feel fulfilled on that last day, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's always.
Or if you're like Mo, we want to live forever too.
Yeah, but see, that was a whole vampire conversation. You know, Mo look crazy, man.
Shout out to you, Mo.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a little conversation we had about the vampire situation.
Yeah, like, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That right there.
Hey, all right. So check this out, man. All right, so what I'm gonna do here, man, I'm gonna take another quick break. And then when we come back, man, I want y'all to help me describe the perfect weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be, to me, I think this is going to be a pretty good little setup, because we got some good minds in here. And I think we can come up with some real creative stuff to do over, we'll say, a 4-day weekend, not a 3-day weekend, a 4-day weekend. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll set that up.
We don't have to worry about no money to have us a real good time. And we don't have to leave in the morning. The whole day just you and I.
That's right.
And it don't have to get any better. It's perfect, you in my life. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool.
Right.
We don't have to worry about no groceries. We can fill up on love alone. If we ain't got enough for a movie, we can just sit at home.
And chill.
Have a little role play, baby. Whatever turns you on. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool.
All right, man. We back with the homies, man. The Bobby Dollar Show. We said we was finna try to figure out the perfect weekend. Is that what it was, Gigi? Because Gigi is she's insisting on it being the perfect weekend. So that's what we need to do, man. We need to make it the perfect, and it's gonna be a 4-day weekend. So where are we going? All right, first off, where we changing weathers to?
A 4-day weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta go somewhere hot, bro.
I know mine.
So
I
you want
to definitely gotta Cali. Go somewhere hot.
Talking about beaches? We talking Cali. Beaches? Cali. Man, come on, bro.
We just talking about a regular area. Just
it's gotta be regular
somewhere hot.
If we go somewhere hot,
this 4-day weekend together.
Yeah, we can go to like Brazil or somewhere like that. I don't know, or like is it monsoon season?
Cuba is the answer that you're looking for.
You say Cuba.
Cuba,
bruh.
Cuba is nice.
Dominican. Cuba's dope.
Dominican
Republic. Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to go there right now. But
see, I ain't never been to Cuba before, so I want to go somewhere I ain't never been before.
You been to the DR?
Nah,
it's a predominantly black communist island.
Oh, well, I definitely don't want to go there.
Beautiful.
Oh, hell
no.
Nah,
Didn't we just talk about the little niggas in the restaurants? I don't want to be nowhere where it's...
It's the safest country in the Caribbean, and I also think it's the safest country in the world.
I say we should go to the Amazon. Let's go to the Amazon with the anacondas and the long neck giraffes and shit. Why? What's wrong?
No, thank you.
Oh Lord, I knew
giraffe. What you doing with a long neck giraffe? Tell me what you're gonna do with the long neck giraffe.
Really?
Same thing I do with the emu. The same thing I do with the emu. Right, we'll kick it. We'll kick it with the emu. Man, whatever, man.
Oh man. Somewhere. Let's go to Puerto Rico, bro.
Okay. All right. So we're going to Puerto Rico. All right. So what kind of hotel are we staying in there? We getting jacuzzis, we getting what is the edgeless pools? The ones that look like the waterfall pool or whatever they call.
Villas?
Nah, you know, what is it called? Infinity.
The Infinity.
Edge. Yeah, Infinity Edge. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think we should get an Airbnb so it's private, so we don't have to worry about interacting with others, only by choice.
Well, we got to make sure we get one of them. One of them. What is the toilet that shoot the water up?
bidet.
Yeah, I need to have a good day with a bidet because I'm talking about lap of luxury here. We not wiping no asses on this trip. We
be straight.
We bideting it up. You know what I'm saying? None of that military tactic shit, Mo. We going to this hotel and we gonna
kick it. Oh, nah, we good. We going in there. I gotta make sure that the area clear now, bro. Gotta clear the area out, man. You just can't go into the little, you can't go into the area if it ain't clear, man. Shit. Well, you're trying to get your ass fucked up.
And that's why you're there, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what, Gigi, you want a bidet too, right? I ain't the only one wanting a bidet. Gigi told me yesterday.
Of course.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. I told you. That's what I'm talking about, man.
It's I want a personal chef. If we're cleaning our asses, we definitely shouldn't be cooking. Definitely.
We gotta have a chef.
Have a personal chef, yes.
Yeah, I'm with that.
That would be nice.
I'm with that. Hell yeah. And he gotta have spinach, man, and some ice cream. Make sure he bring edibles. He gotta bring some edibles. Who gonna bring the edibles? That's what I wanna know. Like,
man,
I know some people, man, with some fire ass edibles.
Island, cuz.
Yeah, okay.
We can get that shit on the island, bro. We can definitely get that here. Hey, what about we gotta have a masseuse, man.
Oh, see, yo, freaky ass. You old freak ass.
Yeah.
Man, no, man. I ain't finna.
Shit, though. We gotta have a masseuse, bruh. Man, you gotta get a massage, dog.
Man, I'm not going all the way to Puerto Rico to get touched up, bro. I'm trying to go.
Man, bro. We gonna party. Man. Okay, all right. We ain't gonna say the masseuse then. All right. So, where we partying at?
Now, I don't know about no where B at. He the one. He how B gonna suggest Puerto Rico and then don't got no clubs for us to go to?
I sure did not suggest Puerto Rico. I told you that
he wanted us in Cuba.
Oh yeah.
What are we gonna party at in Cuba, B?
It's dog. It's dope. It's too dope, man. They got all kind of clubs. There's beaches in Cuba. It's cheap.
Oh yeah, I know they got beaches.
They've been in isolation forever, bro. Like they be excited. It's y'all need to get on with this.
I thought
we were just playing cards. So now we in a club.
Okay, we gotta go out. We gotta go to the bar.
We're gonna play some Spanish spades. Gigi, it's gonna be all good. Yeah, that's how you say it in Spanish.
We gotta go to the bar.
Yeah,
I don't speak Spanish, so we need a translator, number one. All right.
We got to go to the bar.
All right, we're going to bring a translator with us. So the personal chef and a translator.
Okay. Well, this weekend is almost perfect. Yeah. So next thing we need some ass-shaking 40-inch booties.
Wait a minute.
Some cholo, how you say it in Spanish, chulo.
Chulas. Yeah, chulas. Some chulas.
We should do an activity. Like, we should do like ATV being or like.
We definitely got to do ATV.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Wait a minute. So, y'all just going to nix the booties? Oh, man. The booty.
No. The booty coming at night. Bruh,
no,
coming at booty. Night, bro.
No, hey, we're not nixing the booty.
No.
The booty definitely can't be nixed, bro. The booty got to be there. Ain't no way. You can't go overseas and not see the booty, bro. You got to see the booty.
I would think in my line of work, Chubby Eldridge is going to take us to Cuba just for that reason, is what I'm thinking.
Out there, bro.
They got the booty out there,
man. I told you, it's out there, bro. They got it's dope. I don't say no more.
Well, Gigi, I'm sure they got some male strip clubs and stuff around there somewhere,
bro.
I do not discriminate. Man, you'll be surprised.
Women like strip clubs better than us.
Yeah, they
bro.
Do, and the strippers be friendly to them.
I took my old lady to the strip club one time. She had more fun than me. I'm like, it's a bitch. I'm in there like, man. I'm like, why they all over there by y'all? Man, bro, we had to go to the stage and throw money, dog.
He hating on his girl. That's terrible, bro. Mo, how you hating on your lady, bro?
Hey, I'm up in the corner like you remember how Day-Day was looking on Friday? That's how I was up in the corner looking like that. Like, man.
Oh, man. You kidding me, bro? Like, Come on.
No, man. You can't be in here having more fun than me. I brought you in here.
Right.
And you having more fun than me. Like, man, ain't this something?
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that, too. Like, how you enjoy looking at something you see every day more than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Women women love strip clubs, bro. They love them, dog.
And that's depending on the strip club, but the women's strip clubs are way better than the male strip clubs, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're going to agree with me. I feel like everyone's going to agree with me, so it doesn't matter what I say. But yeah,
because I mean, because
I have heard that before, though.
From where I'm sitting, I've never been to a male strip club, so all I can tell you is the women's are the ones to go to.
All I can tell you.
I realized, I was like, you know what? Even if I said it, they're going to agree. There's no reason for them not to agree, so it's okay. I'm good. I'm here, though. I'm here. I'm present. I'm present.
I don't need to be going.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got the club out the way. We said we was playing Spanish Spades. Is it gonna be some TikTok stuff going on and all of that crap too? Because I know
that brings us like the dance you wanted to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna let you do the dance. We're gonna let you start the dance off, OG Bobby.
Man, I ain't doing no damn dance.
No. It's okay. This is a safe space, Bobby. If you want to do a dance, we're gonna support you.
Man,
see Bobby end up doing a what's the dance? Oh boy, had a June book.
Oh hell no, bro. No, man. Look, I did the TikTok like you be doing it, Mo.
Oh, you're talking about the duets?
Yeah, that's the one.
When you do the, did you stitch it or you just did the duet?
I just did the duet, man, where it was some dude had a little white thing, little white kid in the closet or something, man. It had me crying, bro. I ain't never seen no stuff man. Like that in my life.
Okay, yeah. I think I seen them before.
Man, I was crying. I had
bro,
to do
them,
that.
Hey. I'm down. Hey, we gotta do a TikTok over there though, man. The TikTok be fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm
bad. You doing right, man. You can.
If we in Cuba, I do one. I do whatever. Shit, we in Cuba. That's like Vegas.
Say that. I just want you to know that what you said is recorded and can be played back.
Uh-oh.
You said in Cuba. You will do whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's note that for the audience. I just want y'all to know. So if you see Bobby in Cuba.
In Cuba. He said he gonna do whatever now.
Whatever. Please test it. I want you to test it.
He didn't say what he wouldn't do, but he said whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I am gonna do, and that's kick it. I tell you that. I'm shit. When I wake up, I'm gonna wonder where the hell I'm at every day.
The hangover edition.
You hear me? Hey, man, having so much fun.
Man.
That's where we're gonna get the long neck giraffe. That's when we're gonna find it. That's
when it is. In the right bathroom.
Oh, yeah, my God.
The damn long neck giraffe in the bathroom.
If I see Gigi riding a giraffe, bro, I done smoked way too much weed. I promise you, man. I done ate
you the one
too
that
many edibles.
You wanted the chain and everything.
Man. Then we got my boy B over there. He even got a tattoo on his face. he don't even realize it. He done messed around and got a tattoo on his face over in Cuba.
Yeah. He drunk. Let them put a tattoo on your face, my guy.
He ain't gonna know. He gonna be drunk.
Y'all need to peek my Instagram. Y'all need to see the last time I was in Cuba.
I think I did see that.
Yeah, it's too dope, bro.
I gotta go, man. I gotta go to Cuba, man. I heard some good things about Cuba.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
I gotta go other than being some military related crap. I just gotta do a regular trip to Cuba.
I ain't never been out the country. I don't even know. I ain't never even had a passport.
You gotta get a passport, swim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to swim.
Hell no. No, I don't know how to swim. I ain't getting on no boat. Crazy. Man, hold on.
All right, so
we described a perfect weekend for a group of podcasters like us. We're going to Cuba. We're gonna hit the strip clubs. We're gonna play some Spanish Spades. Gigi gonna ride a giraffe to the grocery store with her EBT card and come back with some hot tamales.
We gonna get a tattoo on his face.
Bring it back. Now when he gave me an EBT card, take it. I don't want it.
You know what I'm saying? B gonna get the word sociology tattooed across his left thigh. Hey, man.
Damn.
And I'm just gonna smoke. I'm just gonna smoke until I can't smoke no more.
I thought we were gonna go on an ATV, you guys. We're not gonna go on an ATV.
Yeah.
We gotta do the ATV.
Yeah, we can.
That'll be fine.
I'm putting the helmet on, though. I'm putting the helmet on, bro.
Yeah, of course. You have to put one on. Yes, they're going to tell you to do that.
So we got to be in Santiago is what it is.
Safety first.
He already know where we going.
Yeah, well, hey, that's B. He going to fly that plane because I don't know where. I don't even know how to get to Cuba. Shit.
Florida. Florida. A 30-minute flight, bro. It is not
that's all it is. Ain't nothing but a 30-minute flight.
Yeah, I went to
South Florida.
Well, I went to Orange Beach. I ain't,
Miami,
that's
right?
Florida, so I went down south.
We can stay at my grandmama and them people's house. We can be an open lock at one and then jump on the plane. We'll be there in no time.
Oh, I'm excited. Hey, look at B. I'll travel the world.
Did he say open lock? You want us to go stay in the worst project in the damn Florida?
I just said that's what we're going to stay before we get on the plane. I said I got some people. We can be out.
I heard that open lock and the guy ain't crazy. You ain't finna brush that past me out easy.
Bring that back, man. Huh?
You hear me, bro?
Man, but that'll be the lick though, man. Go to Cuba, bro, and just enjoy ourselves, bro.
Yeah, I'm with it, man.
Absolutely.
That'll be what it is.
All right, man.
I would love that.
All right, so hey, I got one last question for everybody, man. We're gonna take one more quick break, and this gonna be a real fun one, man. Like when we come back, man, we're gonna talk about what we would do if what the first thing we would do if we hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying? So let's take this quick break real quick, man, and when we come back, we're gonna see what's cracking.
Yeah, I find you, I gave you all you needed. I know what you like. You don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you feel on my body. Only you feel on my body. You don't need no
Then I meet it mess up in mind. And I meet it make you free up in mind.
We back, man. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars and the homies, man. We back at the Bobby Dollars show. Before we went on break, man, I asked a question, and I'm asking y'all, man, B, man, Big Mo, GG, what would be the first thing y'all do if you hit the lottery? Not even necessarily what y'all would buy. But, like, what would be the first thing you would do if you found out you won the lottery?
First thing I would do if I had 7 digits, I'd cut that money in half and I'd put half of it up in savings. And then that other half, I'm going to start investing because I need to grow that money. I would act like I didn't hit the lotto. I wouldn't let nobody know. And I would see how long until I got fed up with everybody.
Yeah.
Done.
I like that. I like that a lot. To be honest with you, I feel like that's the blueprint of what you should do when you do hit the lottery, to be honest with you. But if we're just talking about the first thing that I would do, not what I would actually do with the money, I'm going to have a podcast. And the episode is, yo, what if you just win a whole bunch of $1 million? What would you do? And then I would just talk about it.
Oh, my God. That's funny, man. You know what? I'm going little baby on y'all ass. I'm going to get a watch, and I don't care if that bitch hurt my wrist. I'm getting the biggest watch. All right, I'm headed straight to the jewelry store.
At least you ain't put a diamond on your forehead. I'm proud of you.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I'm going to kick it. You hear me? Hey, I'm.
Man.
They going to be like, man. I'm kicking it, bro. I'm going to Popeyes, nigga. Yeah. I'm going all over the world. They're gonna be like, man, I swear this dude was just here 30 minutes ago, and I'm back, nigga, and I want some more of them fries. I'm coming for it. Oh,
hey, B, yo, man, I'm going out there to go holler at somebody. Hey, cuz, man, how much it costs to bet? Look here, man, don't even worry about it. Man, right. Let me buy this dispensary right now.
Right.
Let me get it right now. That's what I want. Let me get this dispensary. I don't even want to know what you paid for. Let me get it. I just want to get it right now. Don't even worry about the price. I just want this dispensary because I'm going to make the money back.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, yeah. I ain't got to worry about that.
Make sure you get the vendor's list, too.
I'm getting everybody. I want everything. Hey, look, I can smoke weed when I want to. I can just, man, then I'm going to buy me a... Get with it. And then I'm going T.I. I'm going to buy me a jet so I can fly anywhere I want to fly. I'm going to buy me a jet, man. I'm going to invest it, all right? I'm going to invest it.
I'm listening to V. I'm definitely investing some of my money. Absolutely.
That's where it's going. It's going right there. Right to that. Right there at that dispensary. Let me get that. Let me get the grow house. And I'm going to go buy me a Waffle House.
Hey, you hear me? Hey, real talk, man.
I'm saying, look, hey, be like, hey, CEO Mo, I'm coming. Hey, listen, man, this is what I want. Hey, I'm gonna call my Waffle House and be like, look, this is what I want. I'm gonna call him from my private jet. This is what I want. Hey, when I touch down, I'm coming up there, man. Let me get the All Star. With the bacon. I want the bacon crispy too. I don't want that turkey bacon shit y'all be trying to get everybody. Let me get the crispy.
Oh man, they gonna hate their owner, boy. They gonna
hey, look, hey, let me get two waffles. And then get what I'm gonna put up in there, Bobby. What there ain't nobody never thought of this, man. I'm gonna throw a bar up in the waffle. Put the bar on there. I'm gonna expand the Waffle House. I'm gonna have one side. Mm-mm. You know, you got your food right here.
No,
then,
man.
You know, while you wait, get you something to drink. Right over here, man.
Oh, man.
And then look, I'm gonna get the Waffle House somewhere to where they serve alcohol all night.
So I ain't got to worry about it. You see why niggas don't need no money. He finna nigga up a whole Waffle House.
A whole Waffle House.
He finna just nigga it up.
Hey, they gonna have me all on TV. Look, this man right here bought the Waffle House. He got one of the unique Waffle Houses. I'm gonna be on. Hey, what's that channel they be on when they be asking people about the food and stuff like that? What's that channel?
The Food Network.
I'm gonna be on the Food Network with the Waffle House cook.
Mm-hmm. The next thing we're gonna see him. He gonna have a strip club in the back. I see it already.
Waffle House gonna turn into a sports bar.
I'm going to the strip club. Mm-hmm. We got the Waffle House sports bar and a bar.
Oh my God. They gonna be making hats and shit in the back, man. Come on, bro.
Hey, look, we cooking breakfast, we serving food, and we got strippers in the back.
Oh,
so you do what you want to do.
I hope it's sanitary. That just sounds like a lot of booty.
You're gonna be sanitary. Put all that
in places that
waffle.
Hey, keep that nigga.
Then y'all gonna see my ass on the news getting shut down.
You ain't never lied, bro.
They just shut my boy down. I can see y'all not Mo, man. What happened, man? Man,
man, you keep that damn coochie away from my cheese eggs, man. I'm trying to heal, bro.
Hey, what's wrong with having a Waffle House in the strip club? Hell, they already serve you food in the strip club now. You can go to Magic City and get some wings, cuz.
You're right, and the wings are good.
And
I know.
Too. Okay.
I don't
sound like the wings are.
That's how it was over here in St. Louis, man. At Soft Touch. Soft Touch used to serve food, but I don't think I would want to eat no food out of no strip club, no way. You know what I'm saying?
Breakfast food. You said coochie and eggs don't go together.
I like booty. But he wanted booty this whole perfect weekend. He was trying to have it, Cuba. So, you know,
I don't want nobody twerking over my grits and shit. I just was saying I wanted to see some culo or chulo.
It's going to be on the other side. It ain't going to be where the food is.
Where did you think the butter came from?
Gigi. You just ruined the whole situation. What the hell? Oh, no, man. Are we talking truffles here? Hey, look, I don't want to discuss this type of stuff.
No.
That was pretty bad how we just started talking about butter and we just heard the baby. It's okay.
Hey, that's what's
the butter
up,
had
man.
To come from somewhere, didn't it?
Oh, I'm my God, man. That is just crazy. That is just really crazy, man. All right, so we went through a lot, man. We went through it all. Winning the lottery, I don't know, man. I would probably put a little bit of money up for like some kind of organization, some nonprofit or something like that. But I really would think that I would take the money and probably build my own neighborhood or something, like name my own streets, all of that. Like have my own little section of the world. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. I like that a lot. Have a Bobby Island.
Yeah.
Bobby's neighborhood.
Yeah, like, it'd be
awesome. Do it. You know, it ain't nothing like having your own, like having family around you all the time, but at a distance. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can go to their own spot when they want to, but if y'all want to hang out, it's still cool because you got a common area for
that. Got it at the family house.
Yeah, you hear
me? At the family house.
Yeah. Oh man, maybe that's kind of selfish, but I'm rich. Who cares? Yep. That's how that would work.
Hell yeah. Damn that. What day you said? I'm rich, bitch. Yeah. Damn that, man. Hey, they'll be all right, man. Shit.
Yeah, hey. Hell yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Either you get on a boat or get ran over.
Oh, shit. I ain't getting on no boats, bro. Money or not. And I ain't getting on no helicopter. No helicopters neither since
COVID. I'm going to tell you that if the Walking Dead happens the way that you think it's going to happen, and there's only certain ways that you're able to get off the island, state right. premises that you're on, I'm going to need you to understand you're going to have to get on a boat, or you're going to have to get in a helicopter.
Or you're going to have to swim. Tell them, sis.
Hey, look, we'll give you a life jacket, man. You'll be good.
You better start taking lessons. You know what? We're going to get you a pool. We're going to make this work. We're going to do a survival guide with Bobby Dollar. Man. Tune in, y'all.
Y'all crazy as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I am sure wherever I am, I can dig a hole big enough to put me a crib down underground. I shouldn't have to take nobody boat. You hear me? I shouldn't have to take nobody boat. Nobody helicopter nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I will figure out a way.
And when you go overseas, you got to. Oh, yeah, you ain't got to worry about it. You can fly. I forgot. You go overseas. You ain't got to worry about a helicopter.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Now, if worst came to worst, and we was in a apocalyptic type of situation, yeah, I'm gonna do what I got to do, man. I'm gonna survive it first, so I got to make sure my family make it out. So I'm definitely gonna do what
got to.
You know, I don't even know how to swim, but I'll try. Shit, if I have to, you know what I'm saying? I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in you.
Yeah, if you can stay atop of the water, you straight, man.
Yeah,
that's the whole key.
That's about the half of it. As long as ain't no alligators or no weird ass fish around, them damn stingrays at the long tails. You see what they did to Robert Urban? That's horrible, man.
Oh man, that's him, man. Man, that's almost impossible, but it sure did happen.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry for laughing.
Right,
but ain't no man. I mean to laugh, but because it is, it don't really happen like that. But when you do see it happen,
it really
like,
don't.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man,
that's a stingray. Took my boy out, man.
That's stingray. That's gang.
This man been wrestling alligators. Crocodiles for 40 years, man, and he got took out by a stingray.
Yeah, that's probably what
it was.
They
don't even
man.
Have an ass.
Probably the stingray gang was fighting the crocodile gang, and Rob was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Took my man's own out, man.
That's the underwater drill music, bro. Like, hey, man, I'm telling you, hey, them stingrays, that's gang, baby. That's gang. Stingrays don't play that shit. Y'all better chill. Hey. You know, the biggest gang of all is them damn killer whales. They be flipping the damn sea lions in there.
They be killing, boy. They hunt in packs, man.
The dolphins, they be taking people. They be, they're dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins are vicious as hell, man.
Dolphins will snatch you. They'll snatch you in the water, man.
Snatch some booty real quick,
man. They the water hyenas, because they be laughing too, making them little weird noises and shit, like the hyenas be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your ass
dolphins
up,
dolphins crazy, man. Yeah, they'll jack you up too. the sea lion, the seal will take you out too, cuz.
Oh my God! Could you
feel the same way?
Hey, you hear me? Could you imagine the nigga hopping out of a beach, telling me, "Man, I just got attacked by two dolphins, dog! I can't believe this." Them niggas was crazy down there.
Goddamn dolphins took their man ass out, bro.
You hear me, man? Mm-mm. They're down there laughing and patting their tail and smacking his ass around.
Shooting that
water out
their
blowhole, man. Oh man. It is.
That's real, though.
At least they clean.
Yeah, they are clean though. They do. They are.
Yeah,
clean.
That's true.
That's what's up. That's funny. Oh man. Hey, look, man. Hey, I want to thank y'all for coming on, man. Hey,
bro.
Hey, another episode, man. Another daggone episode, bro. Hey, it's the big homie, man, Bobby Dollars. And I want to thank y'all once again for stopping by and hollering at the homies, man. Got Big Mo. You know what I'm saying? Big Chubbs, Big Chubby Eldris, and big homie, Miss Chi Chi. I guess she a homie now, you know what I'm saying? Gigi and
hey. Yeah. she initiated, bro.
That's what's up. that's what's up, man.
I like it.
Hey, any last words? Anything y'all wanna holler at the people about before we go?
Man, just stay blessed, man. Keep your mental health in order, man. Talk to somebody if you're having problems, man.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Absolutely. And if anyone wanted to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at GCarly7. That's GQARLY and the number 7. And if you follow me, I will definitely follow you.
That's what's up.
GQARLY, right?
The G. I got you, Mo. I got you, Mo.
Okay, bet.
Beat me out, all platforms, at Chubby Idris Elba.
Chubby Idris Elba. That's what's up, man. And you know me, man, the big homie Bobby Dollars. And you can find me on the BobbyDollarsShow.com. You can find me anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, Bobby Dollars Show. Once again, man, another great episode with great people, man. It's the big homie. And this has been the Bobby Dollars Show.